Good morning, and it is a Friday morning, and it's nice when it's a Friday morning. People feel better, they get ready for the weekend, and it's also a time when you can think about giving. Alan, $1,125,384 in the lockbox. That's generous no matter what day you're talking on.
Well, that's absolutely right. We have basically a week to go. We have today and all of next week, and then the weekend after. If you count the weekends, it's a little longer. Look, in the end, what a wonderful group of people who have been supporting this station and making it happen. And buying this tower, which is the apex of my career, that's for sure. The idea that when I'm not here, the tower will be there, the station will be moving on, and it will be secure and safe. And that's what this tower is all about. Anybody else that bought it, you never know what could happen. In this case, we're going to own it. We're going to protect our future because it is so important that we remain exactly where we are. I've explained it 1,000 times, and the reason is that if we were to move a few feet, we would be in danger of losing what we have, our grant of power from the FCC, and a lot of people would not be hearing WAMC. So look, we're seeing amazing things. A woman gives $50,000, get that, David, $50,000 if we can do this by the first day of the fund drive. And that gives us about $375,000 to go. As long as everybody continues to do their thing, we'll make it. And I have great faith in everybody. And I thank you, WAMC.org. If you could go there now, still people are not here yet. Enough people to answer all the phones. We had that experience yesterday. So today, if you really want to do it, WAMC.org at this hour. And later, 1-800-323-9262. David.
Show the love. Well, Alan, you had said a long time ago now that President Donald Trump in his own mind would have to fire the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. And sure. Now we learn that, in fact, he made that attempt. In the New York Times, Trump ordered Mueller firing last June. The president wanted the Justice Department to dismiss Mueller, who is overseeing the Russian investigation, of course. But the top White House lawyer, Donald McGahn, said he would resign rather than carry out the directive to ask for Mueller's firing.
There are always new heroes. And McGahn becomes an unlikely hero right now. Look, David, I knew it. All you had to do was try to get inside Trump's mind and figure out if it was him or Mueller, who was it going to be? He's in desperation now. He was in desperation then. Tell you what, my thinking is that it's not over yet. Because let's say Trump sees the train coming down the track. Are you sure, faced with this political oblivion, won't try to fire him still? You know, Nixon did it. If one didn't comply with his wishes, he fired them, and then the next. Come on. I was right. I don't want to be crowing about that he had to fire Mueller. But I don't know that it's over yet.
The questions about his relationship, the president's that is, with John Kelly.
Yeah, you know, Trump's ego doesn't permit an awful lot of other people. We heard last week that he had said that Kelly thinks he's running the whole show or something like that. But then he had to walk it back and say, you know, Kelly's a fine public servant. So nothing means anything, as we know. And I'm sure there are words between Kelly and he. And don't think that a president just walks into an office where there's a gaggle of reporters. It's nonsense. Of course he knew, and of course Kelly knew he would be coming. And at this stage of the game, the more desperate that Trump gets about the Mueller investigation, the more distractions we're going to be seeing.
The world reaction to the president in Davos, as the headline says, not friends, but not quite enemies either. Last year, the folks there were panicked with the thought of the president showing up. Now this year, they, as the Times puts it, welcome him with somewhat open arms.
Well, you know, he wants to do business. They want to do business. The United States is an extraordinarily powerful country. They may not like Trump, but you can't just dismiss the United States. Theresa May says we're very good and historic friends. Of course, she's going to say that. They're facing Brexit and all other kinds of problems. They've got to set up all kinds of trade deals with Trump. And it's interesting because this is a time of tremendous vulnerability for Trump. And anybody who extends the helpful hand may be treated a little bit better, and they know it.
Our Alan Chartok with us. Come on, everybody. The weekend is here. Let's get on that train. WAMC.org.
David, you couldn't be more right. There's only one appeal, and you can get the fleece blanket with Greylock on it, and you can get the socks with Greylock on it, and you can get the pullover with Greylock on it. But in the end, tap your heart and say, the only thing that counts is what I use, what I listen to, what I enjoy, It's WAMC at WAMC.org.
We love you and we thank you.